Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. I'm delighted to be part of the Dr. Pat, Madeline Gerwick lineup following their shows each Friday. Thanks for listening. Today we will learn from Meg Sheehad. Meg is a plant communicator. She's been gardening since she was small. Plants consciously began talking to her when she was a young mother. It isn't a feeling or an impression that she hears, but the plants talking to her in English. You know, it's funny, I'm going to interrupt my bio of her and tell you a quick story about an experience I had with plants. As Meg describes, the conversation will be limited and at their choosing, but with Meg's work with the essential oils, Meg decided to grow the plant, and mostly she would just sit with the oil and allow the oil to communicate with her. This information is part of the Gripman Guide under Mental, Emotional, and Spiritual. There's a great misunderstanding that nature thinks of us as and smarter than we are and almost like God, but in fact, it's the other way around. It's a partnership. Nature's understanding is very different from ours. It's often confused by what we do and as who we are with. This has led to hurt feelings and mistrust. It is important to speak to the details of nature and not assume that nature knows what we're talking about. That's actually true with people, too. So I'm happy to welcome Dr. Meg Sheehad. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you back. We had you on the show once before, and it was a little discombobulated, and so we wanted to have you right back early on. The last time you were here, you were telling a very lovely story on how in the early years at the home you had and you and your husband had purchased, you were going to go into the river with your boat, and you were pretty clear about the path that you were going to take because it seemed pretty easy to follow, and suddenly you were given some instruction.
That's right. The plants literally said to me, "Don't come through here, you'll get hurt." And when I asked, I said, who's saying this? It identified itself as poison oak. And I said, I don't know what poison oak looks like. And then all of a sudden, there were plants that started to move. There was no breeze. There was no wind. There was just this gentle little, like it was waving at us. And I said, "Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate this. Now I know what you look like." And I took my girls, and I told them, "We can't go through here. This poison oak." And when my husband came, he said, "No, it's okay." And I said, "No, the plant said." And he said, "Oh, my God, there you go crazy again." And I said, "No, but I'm telling you, the plant said." So the girls and I went down the river and met him later. And he came down with the rash. And, of course, it was poison oak. And so the girls were like, "Mother told you." But it wasn't mother, it was the plant that actually said.
Now, as the owner of Gripman Essential Oils, she's also the company that manufactures our line. So if you've been listening and if you've been using our product line of aromatherapy called Aromandalas, this is the company that is the manufacturer. And Meg has written many books about aromatherapy and plants, and she also manufactures then pure essential oils. And you also grow much of the plants that you use then in your products. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Oh, sure. I just put vetiver in the garden, and I get very excited when I'm able to grow something that is not necessarily considered a local plant. You're not going to be able to find it in the nursery. And it's a very exciting experience. We've got curry leaf tree in the garden. We've got so many wonderful plants that you just do not see every day. We are in a semi-tropical environment, and it allows us to grow a lot of different things. And it's a very rewarding, a very exciting experience to see the plant itself and to be able to watch it grow. I mean, there's an enormous amount of value watching the plant in its environment and what it's doing. It's called the law of signatures, And as you watch a plant, it very often can tell you an enormous amount of information. And that's how a lot of people communicate with plants, is they just watch them.
When I was married, my husband was a grower, a vegetable grower, in a very large greenhouse that my family owned. And he could hear the plants talking to him, and they would actually tell him what nutrients they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time it happened, they called him by his name, and he could hear this voice in his head, and he thought he was imagining it. And he never really got used to it, although he always responded to it.
Right.
It was quite interesting.
And I once had a plant in the garden that gave me the image of a kitten that needed to have his neck scratched. And I looked at the plant and I said, you're not a kitten. What are you talking about? And it just kept sending me the picture of scratch my neck. So I stuck my hand into the plant, and sure enough, I couldn't see it, but there were some leaves down around. And as I started to pull those plants out, you could literally hear the plant go, ah. And I said, oh, okay, I got it.
So what about the fact that we all eat vegetables and lots of other kinds of plants? Do you ever get a feeling like you need to ask permission or something?
I personally criticize myself that I am not ritually oriented. We are not in America. We don't have a lot of what I would call sacred rituals.
Uh-huh.
And the asking of the plants is, for Native Americans, is like breathing. You would no more go out and gather a plant until you got his permission to gather it, until you got some sort of signal, sign, feeling to do it. That's not American. I mean, we don't do that sort of thing. We get that's kind of stupid or silly. And I find myself sometimes in barreling through the garden, and the garden almost will say, slow down. Because I'm task-oriented, I'm on task. And I'm out there to pick plants or to do whatever. And I will go and start doing that until I stop myself. And one of the things that they enjoy the most is that you just say to that, you're so pretty. Oh, I just love being here.
Yes.
And thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
they're very happy, you know, for you to cut them. In fact, most plants do better if you will cut them. But they need like anybody. Hello. How are you? It's what you would normal conversation with a person. Plants,
well, it's interesting because as people start to think about conversing with the plant kingdom, then they turn around and make it elevated like God. And I know one of the things that you help people understand is that nature is not a mind reader or God.
No, not at all.
And
in fact, they're often baffled by what we do. They don't understand what we're doing and often need support from us. I remember being in the garden, and I was planting vegetable seeds, you know, like her husband. I was wanting to grow vegetables, and the garden was very perplexed. What are you doing? And I said, well, I'm planting the vegetable seeds, you know, so we can grow food. And its question to me is, are you hungry? And I said, no, I'm not hungry. Is food not available to you? Well, sure, I can go to the store and get food, but I'd like to grow my own vegetables. And then it was perplexed again, and then it said, are you hungry? And I had a sense that if I had said, yes, I'm hungry, that I would have started to see vegetable plants starting to push up from the soil. And I was like, okay, I'm not understanding what's happening here. You're perplexed about this. I'm perplexed that you're perplexed. And I said, why is it that you're having a problem with this? And they said, well, aren't we a healing garden? Isn't that what our function is? And I said, well, isn't food healing too. And their whole sense of the garden that I put there was that this would be a place for healing plants, and they did not see the vegetable seeds that I was putting in there as healing plants, because it took a tremendous amount of energy for them to grow these kinds of plants, which I did not understand.
When we come back, we're going to ask plant communicator Meg Sheehead to tell us more about how you can become a plant communicator on your own. This is Maureen St. Germain, and we will be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Welcome back. This is Maureen St. Germain. I'm an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive, and I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connection to the Akashic Records. I've written manifestation books, and I've also written a book called Beyond the Flower of Life. I teach the Merkaba, the Flower of Life workshop, which is the workshop that helps people activate the geometric shapes around their body and connect with their higher dimensional self. And this week, our guest is Meg Sheehead, the owner and operator of Gritman Essential Oils. She teaches various classes on essential oils and gardening with plants that produce these oils. She's also written the Gritman Guide to Essential Oils, the 60 most popular essential oils, Macerations and the Wise Woman's Approach to Aromatherapy, and The Becoming, a process-oriented primer on astrology. Now, before we go too far, I'd like you to describe, and we've done this before, that what exactly is a maceration and what exactly is an essential oil? Because we think of oil as oil, and yet, as I believe you described once before on the show, an oil is simply a different level than water. And perhaps you'd speak to that for those who are not familiar with this terminology.
Yes, lighter than water. I mean, what we've noticed in the Gulf with the oil spill, that it's sitting on top of the water, and that's because that's what oil does. And essential oil does the same thing. It's not, in other words, it's not water soluble. It doesn't dissolve into the water. It's distinctly apart from water, and then it floats on top like fatty oil. But it's not a fatty oil. Essential oils are very different. They're very light hydrocarbons, and the molecules are so small that they can lift off into the air and get to your nose, therefore you smell them.
And what is a maceration?
A maceration, if you think in terms of solubility, herbal medicine is very much about solubility. What's going to dissolve into what? And we're all familiar with herbal teas and herbal tinctures. Well, macerations are the fat-soluble properties. In other words, a plant material, instead of being put in water or alcohol, is put into fat. So that what is fat-soluble in the plant is absorbed into the maceration. Therefore, it has more properties than an essential oil. It will have the essential oil in there, but it will also have other fat properties within the plant, and those are called flavonoids and glycosides, and those are pain relievers and antioxidants.
Cool. So one of the things that we promised everyone that we would talk about is, how do you become a plant communicator? Yours came in unexpectedly, and they taught you primarily. And so how do you teach us?
Well, what I tell people is you can't expect to be a plant communicator if you're not involved with nature. That means you need to be a part of nature. I've noticed since I've become very involved with Ritman and I'm indoors more, that my sensitivity level to nature will go down, and I'm not as aware. The more you're in nature, the more sensitive you are to nature, the more the rhythms and the balance. And just being in nature and just watching, being quiet and watching nature, just observe it, touch it, feel it, smell it, give a happy note. You're not serious when you're in the garden. You want to be happy. Nature responds to happy. They like people who are happy. That's why children are natural plant communicators, because they're running around, laughing, playing, and nature loves that. And we as adults sometimes forget the play, forget the child within, and that's so important when you want to talk to nature. They will play with you as you will play with them. And
now
then
what,
you can ask questions. Just ask questions and then expect an answer. And it can come in many different ways.
You know, that actually happened to me. I was out in my garden, and I was asking the plants why they look so terrible, because there were so many weeds, and I was disgusted with the fact that I thought the elemental kingdom was helping me. And immediately they started talking to me. And one of the things that I attributed that to was this chant that I learned from the Hathors called El Kalim Om. And it is recorded for people to use. And I found that it literally opened me up to plant communication that I had not really had before. And I grew up on a vegetable farm. So all my life, even up until the day I was married, I was working with the plants every day. But it's like crossing a threshold and not necessarily having an expectation of something specific, but something in general, and this receptivity to it. And that's the part you mentioned about they like to be talked to and admired is so very true, because when the plants opened up and communicated with me, they actually said, well, if we do this for you, will you still come out here all the time? And I realized that they needed my feedback every day, that I could be in the garden and at least admire their beauty and their work.
They'll actually sing to you. Every plant has a song. And that, to me, was something I yearned for. I heard so many people talk about the songs of the plants, and I yearned for that. I'd never had that experience until one day Oregon Grape started speaking to me. And I mean, tears just started flowing down my face. It was the most beautiful song. And I realized that her time was coming because she was telling me that she would be helpful in rising the female Christ consciousness and blending it with the male Christ consciousness. And I hadn't really even thought about that, the Christ consciousness, I hadn't even thought of as having gender.
The Christ consciousness you had not even thought of?
As having gender. You know, there was a, she was very specific in concern. She would help to uplift female Christ consciousness.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I have had that experience, actually, and it is very amazing. Now, you teach classes. You're in Texas, right?
Yes.
And people can come to Houston?
We're in Friendswood. We're in a small
you.
Quaker community.
And you have an aromatherapy certification course. Can you tell us about that?
Right. It's in four levels. And as our spiritual aromatherapy is highly intuitive, and we allow the oils to know what they know, and we depend on that, we trust that, and then we allow the oils to come forward, and they do most of the work. We just have to learn to trust. And that's so those spiritual classes are a lot of fun as opposed to the aromatherapy certification. They're fun too, but they're much more science-oriented in that you're going to be learning the fundamentals behind aromatherapy as a science, and there is definite emphasis on chemistry, which you do not find in a lot of certification classes. But we believe here at Gripman that's very, very important. And then it's important not only just to have the intuitive spiritual pieces, but also have the science pieces. It creates a very well-grounded healer.
So how can people find this information? Should they go to your website?
TheGritman.com. Yes. Yes.
So it's www.gritman, GRITMAN.com.
Yes. And the classes are listed there. We're about ready to move into a beautiful new website, and we're all excited about it, but it won't be up until the middle of September.
And well, then, don't worry about that, because we have people who listen to these shows year-round because they're available on the web for downloads, but I would like to have a sense of your schedule. So the fall schedule begins with approximately
spiritual aromatherapy at the end of August. Then we move into healing salves class, making healing salves, going out into the garden, learning how to make macerations, bringing the products in, working with the essential oils that you can make, healing ointments, creams, balms, salves. And then we move into the aromatherapy certification classes. We have in October, we have a whole class just totally around maceration and showing people growing the plants from the very, what you need to do. Can you set up a garden? And some people think, well, I don't have a garden. I live in an apartment. And I tell people, all you need is a pot. And then we tell them how to create their own dirt and then how to grow the plants. And then from that, how to harvest the plants and make the maceration and then what to do with them.
So we have Meg Shehad, who is available at www.gritman.com. This is Maureen St. Germain. I am here every week at this time. We also have available on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com, a product line of aromatherapy healing emotional wounds that you can learn more about that product line at our website. And we thank you for listening. This is Maureen St. Germain with Heaven Sent.